What counsel would you give to this group about the idea of a finish line?
Yeah, I would say that in my life, a finish line has been, I mean, I've adjusted it from time to time, has been important, where we've said, look, we did this many years ago with the royalties of the books. We gave them away at a time where we were trying to do a wise thing legally because of lawsuits from abortion clinics and all, but then later we had the freedom to then take that money and keep it, and our board encouraged us to do it, and then we had had the experience of trusting God and giving away all those royalties, and we thought, what could give us more joy than where we, what we've seen God do throughout the world through these royalties? Why would we now take it just because we can? And I think that was his grace in our lives. And I just think that the finish line, that there is a point where, okay, if we're making this much money, that is enough. And anything beyond this, we're not going to keep, we're going to give away. That's what we're talking about with finish line. And I think it's a great concept and one that is very freeing, and also one that passes on a heritage to children and grandchildren. Because instead of waiting for mom and dad or grandfather and grandmother to die so that they can, and I don't mean this in a totally crass way. I mean, obviously, I do mean it in somewhat of a crass way. But I mean, waiting for them to die so that now I can have a second home, a third home. I can do this. I can do that. I can have only the finest cars and the finest this and that and the luxury vacations and all these kinds of things. And I just think that if we don't have a finish line, we'll just always have a reason. You can always spend money. Does anyone have a hard time spending money? I don't. And so I just have to discipline myself to say, no, yes, I could afford this, but nothing will bring greater honor to Jesus and greater joy to me than to give it away.